The Americas.
Corruption in Central America. Impunity machine. Central America's parliament shields politicians from prosecution.
The Central American Parlament, or Parlacen, is not popular. It is a space of impunity, nepotism and waste, according to one Guatemalan congressman. José Raúl Mulino, Panama's president, laments that he cannot sign a decree to pull us out of Parlacen today. In El Salvador's general election in March, many voters refused to fill in Parlacen ballots. "Look for honest work. Stop being parasites," read one spoiled paper. Parlacen was set up in 1991 with the lofty goal of becoming a symbol of liberty, independence and reconciliation in a region devastated by civil wars in the 1980s. Each of the member states, Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, the Dominican Republic, Honduras and Panama, sends 20 delegates to the monthly meetings in Guatemala City. Former presidents and vice presidents are automatically entitled to a seat. They choose whether to take it. In practice, however, most of the work on regional integration and cooperation, including free movement, trade and standardizing regulations, has been done by a different institution, the Central American Integration System. Parlacen has been reduced to the status of a talking shop. Its decisions are non-binding. It has found one use, a mechanism by which Central American politicians who are accused of corruption can delay prosecution. A seat at Parlacen confers the same broad immunity from prosecution as do seats in most Central American national assemblies. In Panama, for instance, sitting Parlacen members must be tried by Panama's overworked Supreme Court. Take the case of Juan Carlos Varela, a former president of Panama. He declined to take up his seat in Parlacen when he left office in 2019. Afterwards, as the Odebrecht corruption scandal unfurled, the U.S. State Department banned Mr. Varela from entering the United States, accusing him of accepting bribes. In 2024, with his trial scheduled in Panama, Mr. Varela changed his mind about Parlacen and took up a seat. His case must now be transferred to Panama's Supreme Court. Mr. Varela denies wrongdoing. The immunity from prosecution in lower courts that is afforded by Parlacen means that a case that should take 2 years can last 10 years, says Alonso Ilweca, a specialist in international law. Panamanian law moved more quickly against Mr. Varela's successor, Laurentino Cortizo, who stepped down in July. On October 17th, the country's attorney general confirmed that Mr. Cortizo has been formally accused of mismanaging public finances, but he also said that his office had not been able to open investigations as it was not clear if Mr. Cortizo had taken up his seat in Parlacen. We could find no public comment by Mr. Cortizo on the matter. Politicians' discovery of dutiful feelings towards Parlacen, just as their legal affairs become dicey, is sometimes too much for people to bear. In 2020, Guatemala's outgoing president, Jimmy Morales, who had been accused of illicit campaign financing, which he denies, had to be sworn in at a hotel after protesters swarmed into Parlacen's headquarters in Guatemala City. And though politicians on the campaign trail decry the waste, Parlacen's wage bill is $14 million per year, and the impunity, they may secretly value its protection. Mr. Morales's successor, Alejandro Yamate, vowed to pull Guatemala out of the parliament, only to seek its protection when under investigation in January 2024. Ricardo Martinelli, Panama's president from 2009 to 2014, once called Parlacen a cave of thieves and attempted to withdraw Panama from it. After his term ended, he took up his seat while under investigation for corruption. He has spent most of 2024 holed up in the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama City, having received a 10-year sentence for money laundering. He and Mr. Yamate both deny wrongdoing. Parlacen has also been cozying up to authoritarian regimes. In the past 2 years, deputies have voted to grant Russia and China permanent observer status, the latter replacing Taiwan. Both countries use this status to boost the position of their authoritarian ally Nicaragua, according to Mr. Ilueca. China also uses it to forge diplomatic links with Guatemala, which maintains official ties with Taipei. Several regional leaders besides Mr. Martinelli have proposed to withdraw their country from PALASCEN, but this is not straightforward. Mr. Martinelli's effort was deemed unconstitutional by Panama's Supreme Court because it had not sought the unanimous support required from PALASCEN's member states. But Mr. Molino's apparent defeatism has prompted other Panamanian delegates to give it another go. They are proposing a plebiscite on Panama's membership, believing that a popular rejection of the parliament would represent a sovereign claim that trumps PALASCEN's rules under the Constitution. With the exception of Salvadorians, Central Americans have steadily lost faith in their political institutions over the past decade, according to Latino Barometro, a polling company. Stories like PALASCEN's help make the case that those institutions serve politicians more than the people.